the mother of all living. The Bible claims to be the history book of the universe. The Bible is extremely clear when it comes to human origins. Genesis 1:27 says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them." Jesus Christ himself in Mark 10:6 said, "But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female." God created the first two humans, Adam and Eve, just thousands of years ago. 1 Corinthians 15:45 says, "And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit." And Genesis 3:20 says, "And Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living." The Bible tells us that man was specially created and did not come about through evolutionary processes. Humans are an independent creation made in the image of God and are not related to any other form of life, including the great apes. If the Bible's claim of human origins is indeed true, we should be able to test its claims to the empirical scientific data. We have actually discovered our first couple in our genetics. We have two amazing DNA sections known as the uniparentally inherited DNA compartments. These important pieces of DNA can answer this question of ancestry and tell us whether the Bible's account of human origins is true or not. Our mitochondrial DNA is the non-recombining DNA compartment that we only get from our mothers. And the Y chromosome, another non-recombining piece of DNA we only get from our fathers. In the process of creating sperm and egg cells, chromosomes line up and exchange genetic information. This is recombination. What this means is that offspring will have differing combinations of genes on each of its chromosomes than its parents had. This is an important way to generate genetic variety. In this episode, we will focus primarily on the mitochondrial DNA. The mitochondrial DNA does not have a partner to recombine with. This is why these unique pieces of DNA, the Y chromosome and the mitochondrial DNA, get passed on nearly unchanged from generation to generation. We will focus on the details of the Y chromosome in a future episode. The mitochondrial DNA and the Y chromosome give us a way to look deep into the past and answer the important question of ancestry. Those that hold to deep time evolution and reject a biblical creation model of ancestry have based their dates off of indirect lines of evidence. They use the assumption-based method, and as a result, end up calibrating the data.
The molecular clock, which we've mentioned before, is based on the idea that mutations occur in empty DNA at a pretty regular rate. But since that rate of change isn't the same across all of humanity, the clock needs to be calibrated. The clock needs to be calibrated.
The clock needs to be calibrated.
The other non-recombining stretch of DNA, the Y chromosome. And when it comes to how far back this Y chromosome goes, the latest molecular clock calibrations,
they assume common ancestry. They assume human evolution is true. And they assume deep time. And then they calibrate the data with the assumptions of their paradigm. They will say mitochondrial Eve lived about 200,000 years ago in Africa. This is based off of geology and archaeology, indirect lines of evidence. They are not necessarily determining this answer based off direct genetic evidence. We can measure how quickly DNA changes or mutates over time. For example, if we were to look at my DNA and my kids' DNA, or my DNA and my parents' DNA, we would see genetic differences. Mistakes happen from generation to generation. In mitochondrial DNA, mistakes occur. And when we measure the rate of this change, we find that it is fast. A lot faster than secular evolutionists would have expected or predicted. We can take grandmothers and granddaughters, or we can even take two ladies who we know share a common great-great-great-grandmother in the distant past. We can look at their DNA sequences, their mitochondrial DNA sequences. And by comparing them, we can determine a mutation rate. This is through straightforward and empirical means. The answer we have is very much inconsistent with deep time evolution and universal common ancestry. The rate is far too fast, as has been indicated. The number of DNA differences and also the mutation rate itself fits perfectly with the biblical model of ancestry. The data that we have for this specific uniparentally inherited DNA compartment has actually led to an active research program in determining the history of civilization, and even making novel testable predictions on mutation rates in people groups whose rates have not yet been measured. And the results have been fascinating. These amazing results have been possible simply because the reality is that the history of humanity only goes back 6,000 years. There did not have to be evidence for one female ancestor of all people on the planet today. Eve, the mother of us all, has a unique piece of DNA that is exactly what we would expect if the Genesis account of human origins were true. There was every conceivable reason to have learned that this unique piece of DNA, this mitochondrial DNA ancestor, was not so unique. This mitochondrial DNA ancestor could have shared many lines with chimpanzees if we really did share relationship with them. If human evolution were true and humans were indeed related to the great apes, this should have been reflective in the mitochondrial DNA. Stay tuned for an episode focusing primarily on the Y chromosome.
As a quick reminder to everyone, hit that like button. It actually does help. Team Standing for Truth is out.